have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question for the week. Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Amazing, amazing question. Self-examination. Know thyself. And when you know yourself, when you get to really pay attention, you're going to discover a quiet place, a peaceful place to live from. A perfect place to live from. But you got to pay attention to what's happening in you. You got to be aware without ceasing. Isn't that amazing? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you don't have time, you can't really sit and watch the show because you got to be moving about for breakfast or working or taking your children to the social camp of destruction, a public school, or whatever you're doing. And you want to, you're going, oh, I'm a podcast. I'm going to have to podcast the show today. Well, you can podcast. But you can also be listening on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the whole wide world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. If you're black, everybody and their mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. And by the way, happy White History Month. This is the last day of White History Month. What a celebration. To donate and have your comments read out loud, excuse me, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday. And because we take all calls, because it is Thursday, and we love the Bible thumpers. And we've come to realize the Bible thumpers, they need a little bit more patience, a little bit more time, because it's difficult for them. It's difficult for them to communicate. They can ask you a question about the Lord or the Bible or whatever, and then you, if you respond while you're responding, they have another biblical, another Bible quote. So I understand. And so we have decided that every Thursday, though we take all calls, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on?
There's a pastor.
Oh, Lord.
What's going on?
Of a Baptist church.
Baptist
he wants the Holy Ghost.
I want
He's
the
ready
Holy
to
Ghost.
Have a new congregation. Woo! He's ready to see the Holy
it.
Ghost move.
Whatever you got. They don't believe in Peter Tall back home. But I'm going to go back. I'm going to tell them. Fire. On fire. On fire for the Lord. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. What a mess in the world today. It is like so amazing to me to watch this mess happening in the world through human beings. Think about that. This is not a mess that's happening through animal, real animals, you know, even though they got their own mess going on in the woods, in the out there in the world. But this is a mess that's happening through human beings. And the reason is because they're in a fallen nature. They're in their animal nature, and they act like animals. They act like animals. Don't you see the animal nature in operation when you see people fighting, yelling and screaming and throwing things at each other? Parents impatient with children, and people fighting over something as dumb as color. Think about that. Bless you. The anchor baby. You over there sneezing. Human beings fighting over like animals, and it's getting worse. It's interesting, I was thinking about this, that the world, outer world, is what hell looked like, and the inner world is what heaven looked like. Isn't that amazing? If you want to know what hell is, first of all, find the hell in yourself. Notice the hell in yourself, and then you start seeing the hell outside of you, inside of others, and you will know that this is hell. Let me get the hell out of here. Excuse me. And then you can overcome. But it's going to get worse, folks. It's mind-blowing, though. It really is just like literally mind-blowing to me to see human beings treat each other and the way that they treat each other. All races. This is not just a one particular race. It's not just the blacks, even though the blacks are leading the way in destruction. But it's not just the blacks. And do you ever wonder, I mean, we are, according to the Word, in the beginning there was the Word was God, God was the Word, and the Word was with God in the beginning. Do you ever wonder, in the Bible it said we're all created by God and in the image of God. Do you ever wonder, well, okay, Cool. If we're created in the image of God, why do we treat each other this way? Why don't we get along as brothers and sisters from the same father? Do you know that human nature is so evil, meaning inside of human beings, people, that they roam the internet, they roam the earth, they go from one location to another, finding someone of whom they can try to destroy. Human beings are doing that to each other. No compassion for one another, no love at all. Just animals. And they are doing it for the thrill of feeling good by making you suffer or think that they're causing pain for you. And a lot of people, they are causing pain for you because you don't know what's going on. You don't understand what's happening. But think about that. Human beings, they love because they're miserable. They're in hell. They love imposing hell upon other human beings rather than overcoming it. They'd rather make you suffer. And then they feel like the thrill that they get when they believe that they're called pain for you, they call that life. They call that heaven. Human beings. And I was reflecting again. I like reflecting on myself and other things. And I was thinking, and I bet you if you travel this whole world, if you got on Elon Musk's airplane, and he took you around the world in 24 hours, and you got a chance to just meet every human being around the world in 24 hours, and then you end up back in the location where you started, you may find 100, maybe 150 people who have found perfect peace. Maybe, and I'm stretching a little bit, maybe 150, maybe 100 out of all the people in the whole wide world. You may find 100. And I want to give maybe 150, there are a whole lot of folks in the world, but that have peace. Most people, I almost venture to say all, but most people don't have peace. And they don't know anyone who has peace. And if they did know someone who had peace, they won't believe it. Because they say, no one has peace. There's no such thing as that. You got to wait to get to heaven. And then they have happiness sometimes. Because happiness comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. It goes up and down. So it's not peace. And even in their happiness, it's misery. And then they cry. Because happiness is not peace. It's a fleeing thing. It's based on something outwardly. Somebody being nice to you, or somebody giving you something, or someone letting you play with them, or something. Hang out with them, you know what I mean? And no one, except one or two people around the world believe that it's possible to have peace. What a sad way to live, huh? They are convinced that you can't have peace. Even the Christians who went down to the front of the church and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And Jesus said, if you believe in the heart and confess with your mouth, then you shall be born again, they say. and then they cry. They don't have peace. They go right back into their hell, and then they cry. But they believe in Jesus, and then in their minds, they're waiting to get to heaven, and they have resolved in their mind, accepted, that it's not going to happen on earth. Though Christ said, and I repeat, in John 14:27, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. Christ said, and I repeat, John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Did he say happiness or did he say peace? Peace I leave with you. Did he say happiness or sometime happiness and up and down happiness? It's in the word. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Christ came and he brought peace, not happiness. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give, do I give to you. The world give you nothing but hell, wrapped up in a what they call happiness. And when you open a package, it's still hell. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. If you have peace, impossible to have a troubled heart. It's impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible, yeah. It's impossible to be afraid. I'm not talking about physical, protecting yourself from the hood. It's impossible to be afraid. And yet, you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you have accepted Allahu Abba as your God, or you have accepted the Mormon person as your God, or you have accepted those people that live and ride around in horses and buggies, and they live out on the land. And then if you try to leave, they throw you out of the family. What do you call those people? Up there in Philadelphia?
Amish.
If you have Jewish religion, nobody has peace. Peace I leave with you. Christ said, my peace I give to you. And then, and one of, isn't that amazing to think about that? Christ came that you may have peace, but you have settled for happiness, and happiness come and go. That's what the world give to you, happiness. And happiness is fake. It's not even real. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. I cannot tell you the number of people I have interviewed on the fallenstate.tv, on my radio show here, or when I counsel with people, I ask, do you have peace? No. You have anger? Yes. Everybody is angry, they say. And because everybody is angry, they believe that you should keep it. Anger is a human emotion, they say. They justify anger by calling it a human emotion. And it is a human emotion, but it's the emotion of the devil, of evil. An angry emotion is a wicked emotion. And there's no love in it. Have you noticed that human beings do not have love? Human beings don't have any love. Zero love. But they have anger. And they hold on to anger for dear life. And then anger feels like love sometimes. And they say they have love. Not only do they not love one another, they don't even love themselves. I guarantee you, you cannot find one person that loves themselves. Not one. Not one. Except maybe the 100 people throughout the whole wide world out of the, how many people in the world now? Do we know?
7 billion or something?
7 billion? Out of the 7 billion people, you can find 100, maybe 99, 98 people of love. 8.1 billion, according to Google. Just ask Google. Nick, the anchor baby, learned how to fly. He has a pilot. He became a pilot from Google. Right? Amazing. But think about that. And you, what a sad trip that evil has played on you. And then confirmed by your churches, by your leaders, by your educated people, by your so-called professional. They have confirmed that anger is just human nature. Because they're angry and they're miserable. And you believe the lie. And then you cry. All the signs of there are there that anger is not good. But you omit the signs. The signs are there that something is wrong with anger. Look how you screwed up your children because you're angry. No patience. No patience with yourself and others. But they told you anger is a human emotion. And everybody angry. And so you don't work on yourself to overcome anger because you have accepted. I want to give you an example. And this is just an extreme example, right? But a small example is the person that smiles in your face while all the time want to take your place, the backstabber. And another example of someone, I mentioned this in the fellowship last week, I believe. Someone can give you a cup of coffee. You're standing around there in the fellowship, out there in the lobby, and you're having Punchy's coffee, and you're chatting with people, and someone can bring you over a cup of coffee. You smile. And then you assume that they're nice. Oh, that's such a nice lady. That's such a nice man. He gave me coffee. Or she gave me a cup of coffee. Interpretation. And you call that person nice because they gave you a cup of coffee. And that very same person will cut your throat. Will walk over to the next person and said, I gave her or him a cup of coffee, they didn't even say thanks. But you interpret them as being nice. When will you wake up? When will you be free? When will you have peace? You can have peace right this very moment if you want it. I want to show you, and we talked about this story yesterday and maybe even the day prior, and it's just everywhere about right now, from Fox 19. The Fox 19 Now anchor has obtained a photo of the woman brutally beaten during what police said was a violent attack in downtown Cincinnati. And this was during, according to all the report, by blacks. the blacks watched this photo of this woman that was beating.
So posted by Trisha here, she writes in the caption of this photo, it writes, "By now, everyone has seen the videos involving the brawl in downtown Cincinnati over the weekend. At the end of the videos, a woman is clearly knocked out. Her name is Holly, and I have permission to use her photo. She is badly bruised, was in the hospital for days, and is in a lot of pain. Severe concussion and no broken bones. I do not have written permission to post the videos of the beating."
Isn't that amazing? And this, you see that lady? Look at her. Let's put it back. Look at her. Beaten, according to a report, by a gang of blacks. Because they have happiness, but they have no peace. And happiness is a killer. It will kill you and everyone around you. Nick, are we able to pull up that video where it shows this woman being knocked out by the blacks?
Yeah, I think so.
When you get it ready, let me know.
The same lady, right?
Yeah, that's the same lady. The Cincinnati thing. Downtown Cincinnati.
I have it right here.
And we show where they beating the man that they knocked, according to the report, the woman out. And where is this from, TikTok?
From X.
X. Watch this. Animal nature. Isn't that like wild animals? Love it. The thrill of it. Now, here's the woman that he's going to knock out, according to a report. We're going to try to help. The white lady. Look how they attack her and knock her out.
Help her out.
Knock her out and then pick her up. Show her face again. According to report, this is the same woman. There she is, the lady that they knocked out. The blacks did that, according to report. And they rejoice. And they rejoice. According to Fox 9, this is from Fox 9, Cincinnati police have arrested 3 suspects in connection with the violent attack. So far, as signed charges against 2 others. Here's that image. According to the report, these blacks have been arrested. Black people. And instead of somebody, why did they do this? They said, well, white people do it too. Well, what they were saying, well, white people did it in slavery. With no proof. Even if they had proof, they weren't enslaved. And you saw another extreme there, right? But when you gossip, when you try to get revenge against someone, when you smile in someone's face, but in your mind you're judging them, when you are participating and you don't really want to, it's the same spirit. You're no different than those people who've been accused of attacking that white woman. You're a murderer. Anyone who has anger, murder themselves and go after others. It's a spiritual battle. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up. Bible Thumper Thursday, The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at 9 a.m. today, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com, and James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And then the guy with the energy, a gift given to him by God. Given back to America, saying thank you, America, for letting me in. Monday at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. Other than Donald Trump, I don't know anyone else with this type of energy. The American Anchor, maybe from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Can I get in there, Jesse?
Can I get a witness?
I'm usually at 11, but we got a little bit of a special thing today, and I want to play it at 11. I want to premiere it on your channel at 11, and then right after it's done, I want to go live and do something special with my channel for the last day of White History Month.
See, I told you. Always on the move.
So we got, if some of you might know that we got a little man on the street with Jesse, it's coming out today. I want it to premiere at 11, so watch for that on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And
nice.
If you're watching on punchy.tv, I'll have a little bit of an alternative cut with the music and stuff that I wanted. But, you know, you
see,
can watch on YouTube.
You, energy everywhere. Go ahead.
You can watch on YouTube at 11, and then just make sure you're subscribed to American Anchor, baby, to see what comes up next.
So, and we did do this man on the street for White History Month. Happy White History Month, by the way. Today is the last day of July, and July just feels white. So the American Anchor, baby, has a special for you. Of the man on the street dealing with White History Month. All right. And last but not, so from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, right after the HakeReport.com. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise, we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a fun conversation with Steve Lee. And Steve is a comedian, hip-hop artist, and the host of the Steve B. show. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Were you a mama's boy?
How do you know this stuff? He's almost like partially a psychic. He did the Fu Manchu.
You're like, oh, you want rice?
Oh, my God. Can we even put this on YouTube? You are making me sweat, Jesse. I heard legions of demonic voices. Jesus! Everything cleared.
Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan or T-Tribe Called Quest?
100% the Wu-Tang Clan. Oh!
It was amazing. Just, it was a fun show. But yet, a little insight in there. At 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, right after the Hake Report, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, you can become a member right there on the fatherstate.tv and on the YouTube channel and JesseLeePeterson.com. No, JesseLeePeterson.com. Hate, just made me mess up with that. I used to just say locals.tv.
Which was totally wrong.
Oh, it was?
Yep.
I'm going to tell Daniel, the producer.
He puts it in the description.
And what is it?
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. You can support and become a member there. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Jermaine. Happy White History Month.
Oh, yeah. Happy last day of White History Month.
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, yeah, Jesse, I was calling about the cameo. I had some question about it, but I think Derek.
The cameos that I do?
Yes.
Shout out, personal cameo, shout out, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson. No, go to cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson.
So he was saying I'm going to need to download an app and then the message will come through the app?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, I'll just do it through that, I guess.
Yeah, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson.
You can do it through the website or you can download the app. Whatever's best for you, Jermaine.
Okay, sounds good, Nick. So I have another question for you, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so regarding, well, Hake and I had a talk about
Hey,
this.
You
want to
know, did he just send a link to his friend?
No.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, so Hake and I, from the Hake Report, not the fake news, we had a chat about this regarding what's one thing that you love about a female?
What's what?
What's one thing you love about a female?
Y'all had a conversation like that?
Yes, we did. We did have a chat about that.
How were y'all able to have a conversation like that from that question? Was it a real conversation?
Yes. Yes, it was.
No, you didn't. I don't think Hate would discuss that with you.
Why not?
Because that's not even a question. That's not a common sense question.
Well, we want to chat about it. Is there anything you love about a female, though?
I can't respond to that question. That's a silly question. I don't know how to respond to that. It's not a good question. Oh, some questions are not good questions.
Okay. And why would you say it's, like, not a good question, then? I don't understand.
I don't know how a grown man can ask that kind of question.
Because there's nothing to love. That's the thing.
Oh. Well, why do you just say that, then?
I wanted to see what your thoughts on it were.
Oh. You know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I understand why you say it's not a good question.
You're not.
There's nothing to love. Yes. So I get that part.
Nice.
Another reference, you know, when you were in church and you were last Sunday, you were talking to this guy when you say he was ambitious?
Yes.
Yes. And you were saying an ambitious person is hard to be around because they're controlling. They're actually crazy.
An ambitious person is evil and cruel and nasty and desperate. And it's not good to be around an ambitious person. It's not good for a woman to be married to an ambitious man, and it's not good for a man to be married to an ambitious woman. It would be nothing but destruction.
That is true, because I witnessed it this morning. So I have roommates. I have two roommates. And one of them, well, I see that he's very ambitious. His mother did a number on him for sure. He's crazy. But he would just laugh with you. And then he pretends to be good. But then at the end of the day, he just talks crazy stuff about the other roommates. And I'll just hear it. I'm like, that's just crazy. But he will laugh in front of your face and pretend to be nice. But he will murder you at the end of the day. So I can confirm what you're saying is very true.
God did not create us to be ambitious. We've been lied to by our parents, because a lot of parents, especially mothers, teach their children to be ambitious, and she destroys them because they believe it, and they grow up, and they never have peace.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you, Jermaine. I appreciate it. I got to run because of time. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Jesse. Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kentucky and talk to Toriano. Toriano, you're on the air. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month and happy up and coming Men's History Month.
August is Men's History Month, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been celebrating it with you for years. I just wanted to say, well, I want to tell you about last week and what you had the assignment for the 3 days.
To be nothing or nobody. For 3 days, be nothing. Be nobody.
Well, first let me say this. I want to thank you for all your service and being of service to God and let him use you to help us. Well, not to help us, but to point us to the light. And, you know, I forgave my mom and my dad. And you used to have actually a snippet of it on your show, on YouTube, because my dad died, I think it was 4 days after, 7 or 8 days after I forgave him.
Wow.
And, and I hadn't talked to him in 28 years.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, and I want to thank you for that, because your show helped me. Your show and my buddy, who also watches your show, he's been to your church service, matter of fact. Both of you together, you know, just saying that, forgive, forgive, forgive. And I really, as soon as your message registered to me, I was able to see that I did need to forgive. Now, I had some bumps in the road after I forgave and stuff like that, because I wasn't watching my thoughts and I wasn't working on myself. I just went and forgave, and I thought that was enough. But then when I really started paying attention to what you were saying later on about working on myself, I started watching church services more and doing more that way, like doing the assignments, the biblical assignments. And I, you know, you just said to a caller about perfect peace, and I was trying to ask myself, and then I said, well, don't even ask yourself, do you have perfect peace? Just live. So I'm trying to just live, and I just know that right now things are, I don't have to have thoughts. I don't have to have those thoughts. And when they do pop up, I just watch them. And anyway, as far as, I met you before. We got pictures. I met you at Politicon in Nashville, Tennessee years ago. And Nick, and I met Joel. But so I appreciate you guys and the work you do.
Right on.
Watching myself for those 3 days and trying to be nothing, what I realized is that I didn't understand how many identities I actually have and I try to identify with. And it was, you know, and if I follow the thought, it'll take me down this road to identities. Well, they can't disrespect me and all of these things, or they can't say that to me, or I'm this now, or I'm trying to. But I realize that that's that thing inside of me, and it's all evil. And that as long as I let the light, I'm trying to let the light kill that darkness that's in me, because I don't want to identify with those things.
Yeah,
the real me. But it's hard not to if you're not paying attention to yourself. And I see that now whenever I try to go into my imagination, I get totally lost. So I'm really the last few weeks, and I know it's been years, but for the last few weeks, I really have seen that. And really now it's not just you saying it. I see it and I believe it and I know it to be true. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to say I have perfect peace. I'm just going to say that right now I'm at peace.
Right on. Consciousness of the misery of the stabbing that we get inside, of the pain. Consciousness without resistance is the solution. Mm. When you're able to see the pain, feel the pain, meaning fear and, you know, inner fear and worry and doubt and all that emotional stuff you get, when you can be conscious of, because that is misery, and when you can be conscious of it without resisting, without fighting against it, that is the solution to overcoming it.
Okay, okay.
You just got to be aware and don't fight it, don't argue with it, don't call it you, do nothing about it. That's what, and do nothing about it. That's the solution to overcoming. And most people, when they even when they hear about this, you know, being aware of the stabs and all that, when the stabs come, they fight against it. They argue with it. They try to run against, away from it. They deny it. And they're keeping it alive. But to be aware of it without any resistance is the freedom. That's mm-hmm. when the spiritual truth will set you free from the misery.
Yeah, Jesse. Thank you so much. Could you say that one more time about the what is it called? Consciousness and
Consciousness of the misery, meaning loneliness, sadness, suicidal thoughts, wanting to be like other people, or worried about what others say or think about you. That's misery. And consciousness of the misery, the pain, the stabs we get, when you can, to be conscious of that, to be aware of that without resistance, meaning don't fight against it, don't do anything but be aware, that is the solution to overcoming it.
Mm. So, okay, so like one time, okay, so I'm 53. I found this thing later in life, and it's hard to believe. Like, I hear you ask people questions all the time. Like, it's hard for me to sometimes believe that it took me this many years. And, you know, even how I found you, like, I was actually it was years ago. I was looking at some Trump stuff, and I started watching a lot of Ben Shapiro. And Trump is already in office. I was I had lost my right to vote, and I had got it back. But I didn't get to vote for Trump the first time, so I voted for Trump the second time. And they call him king. I know, right? But you said you were talking to Ben Shapiro, and it was late. It was after the election. You had already talked to him before the election, but this is after the election when I found that particular show, and that's how I found the Fallen State. You said that Trump was going to win, and Ben was against that and all of those things, and he didn't believe that, and you just told him. And I said, this guy's, you know, he knows what he's talking about. And so I started listening to The Fallen State. And at first, just like everybody else, I never had been too all into color and race. I never have really been that way because I thought that that's kind of silly because we're all brothers and sisters or whatever. But, well, I would like to believe that. And you said you were talking about The Fallen State, and you started talking about some of the things that black people were doing and stuff. And I said, yeah, I said, I was that black person, but I felt like for years I thought I was just fat. Then I started coming out of that stuff, you know, saying this is racist or this is that. And I knew as soon as you said racism didn't exist, I knew that was true. I knew that there's no such thing. Those are just made up words. Yeah. And then I started realizing that all words are just made up stuff that people say to, so they can justify whatever anger they have.
They make up words to justify their misery, and they make up words to control you. Mm-hmm. Because all angry people are miserable, and they want to keep you in the same condition that they're in. So they roam the earth trying to mm-hmm. see who they can devour. And in closing, I want you to remember mm-hmm. consciousness of the misery, of the stabs, the pain, without resistance is the solution. And so the Bible says to count it all joy when you're feeling the pain of loneliness, of sadness, of depression, of failure, of ambition, of non-ambition, whatever you're feeling, to be aware of that without resistance. Don't put up any fight. It's a solution to overcoming it.
I feel free just hearing that, man. Thank you so much again. I want to say happy White History one more time, and July just feels white.
That's right.
I look forward to whatever you're going to, whatever things y'all do for man history, because that's going to be a blessing too, I'm sure. And I thank God for you. And again, man, you're a wonderful human being, and I can see what he did for you and what you have shared with us, this message, and what he's doing for me right now. And I just want to, I appreciate you, man. I can't even say it enough.
Stay with it. You have not seen anything yet. It gets better.
Yes, sir. Okay. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amazing. Super chat. Super chat.
A missed super chat from Elijah with a diamond yesterday. Derek, leave the white women alone. Get you a big mama.
Where the white women? Derek look like he only date white girls, huh?
Yeah.
He got that southern kind of black. And then he acts southern white.
Totally.
And he looked like he only date white women.
He totally does.
Where the white women?
Although I disclaim this, the views represented by JLP and Hake do not represent Hake.
That's right.
Or JLP.
Or
Derek is like, what? Okay. I die for the truth on X. Says, no, Jesse, we say, oh, I don't know how to say this. You and Nick know how to say it better than me.
Well, my master said, he's sick. I said, yes, master, we sick.
Comment, allies, woo.
Comment, telly, woo. Comment, telly, woo. You have like, you never heard of that before.
I've heard it.
Where have you been?
But I'm shocked that it's spelled this way.
How is it spelled?
Comment, allies, hyphen, woos.
Oh, yeah? I don't know how you spell it. I didn't know they say it over there.
Yeah.
Across the pond. Comment allez vous?
We support you from France, says I die for the truth.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Thank you very much. Comment allez vous? Uncle Ashes.
Red Corner EDC says, in answer to the biblical question, are you living your own life and what does it mean to live your own life?
Yes.
I think I began living my own life only to realize years down the road that this life is not mine but God's. Now I try to align myself in that way. Still a work in progress.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much.
David bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, man, how are you? I'm just wondering, is there a point in praying for anyone? Like when people pray for others because of sickness or something that's causing them to worry? Or is it all vanity?
Your prayer should be, I wish you well. And let God's will be done, right? I wish you well. Because we don't know what to pray for others. And we don't even know what to pray for ourselves. So wish them well, that's your prayer. Amazing.
Posts of Pops in response to Bill Lockwood. Oh my gosh, I can't believe someone finally brought up restorative justice. Worked in public schools 16 years. Restorative justice took hold. Everything went to hell in a handbasket. We went from zero tolerance to restorative justice. Nothing is restored, and there is no justice.
Yeah.
What
no
a mess.
Justice, no peace. Bill Lockwood, one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. Check him out yesterday in Jesse Lee Peterson Show, second hour. Back in a moment, Hate News.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Thank you.
sad news for some of you guys. Sad news. Kamala is not running for California governor. Sorry. I don't want to name your names who may be sad about that. And a Gaza update. And a little bit of drama, too. There's a mama who's quoting her children as being like, don't go to these aid sites. We don't want you to die. Because there's a whole lot of Palestinians who get killed at these aid sites, they say. What a mess over in Gaza. And a little Ukraine update as well. It's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Hey, Bible Thumpers, happy White History Month to you. It's the last day of White History Month for 2025 AD. It's Thursday, the 31st of July AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, and give them your question or comment, your name in town, and you can get on hold to get on air with JLP. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that after months of speculation, former Vice President cackling Kamala Harris has announced she will not run for governess of the state of California in 2026. So claims she. Nevertheless, Kamala, they call her Harris, but it's Kamala, said she's planning to help elect Democrats across the nation who will fight fearlessly. So she's not going to help any Democrats get elected, because how can a Democrat fight without fear? Anyway, Gaza, for the first time, Arab and Muslim states, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, they've issued a joint call demanding that Hamas disarm and relinquish power in the Gaza Strip. Based. I knew I loved those Muslim states, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. Shout out to Hamas. The declaration signed at a UN conference by the 22-member Arab League, as well as the entire EU, European Union. Oh, maybe I don't like this, because the EU, I don't like them. I trust them. Another 17 countries also condemned the October 7th, 2023 attack by Hamas on Israel, and they proposed the deployment of a temporary international stabilization mission. Oh, no. France co-chaired the conference, called the declaration unprecedented. We'll see if it works. With international pressure building on Israel over the ongoing starvation crisis, they call it, and war in Gaza, Canada, of all places, or countries, announced on Wednesday they plan to recognize a Palestinian state in September. France and Britain made similar announcements earlier this month. I didn't know Britain had done that. President Trump blasted Canada's decision and threatened to derail ongoing trade talks. Wow, Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. I know a lot of you guys don't agree, but I use the term loosely. Also vehemently opposes a so-called two-state solution. Yeah, that's all we ever heard about 10 years ago under Obama. Two-state solution, two-state solution. Like brainwashed drones. Anyway, Moscow's summer offensive in the Ukraine continues, with Russian troops edging forward this year, despite taking heavy casualties. The strategic town of Pokrovsk is surrounded on three sides. Russian units advance the border of Donetsk and Dnipropetrovsk regions. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. I would try. So I tried Dnipropetrovsk. There we go. Regions. Analysts say Russian forces have adapted their tactics, moving in smaller groups on foot, motorbikes too, to evade Ukrainian drone defenses. Russian momentum comes as our greatest president, Trump, shortened his deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin, the most interesting man in the world, to make peace from 50 days to up to 12. Wow. Ceasefire talks have not yet been pursued. Instead, Moscow has continued to invest significant resources in the invasion, betting on superior manpower, tolerance for casualties. They can tolerate a whole lot of casualties, and vast military production line to push the war effort in their favor. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. It's a Como Te Levo. It's a Mamma Mia. It is. Hola. Si, si, yo no. No, si, yo no. No, mi, si, yo no. No, no. Oh, you want some rice? It's everything. Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you're like, wow, I wish I could sit here and just watch the show, but I got to go to the market. I got to go work out. I got to run because after a while I won't have time. Podcast the show and listen on your iPhone, iPad while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. It's not what you look like you're doing when you're doing whatever it is you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of the show on Thursday. And every Thursday. Because we love the Bible Thumpers. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why? Why?
Why, George, Lord?
Why, George, God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man of spiritual battle. Christ came. It's Bible Thumper that we may have peace. But you have happiness. And your little happiness goes up and it goes down and it goes up and it goes down. And then you cry at night. You don't have peace. And you don't even believe that's possible. And yet you read the word. John 14:27 said, and I repeat, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Isn't that amazing? Peace I leave with you. Where's your peace? Oh, but you have happiness. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. But you like, no, I don't want that. I want what the world have to offer. And Christ said, not as the world give, do I give to you. He doesn't give you happiness. He gives you peace. The world gives you happiness. And the world works overtime to keep you in a false state of being called happiness. And then you work overtime to try to maintain that happiness, and you cannot even hold on to it. You don't have to worry about peace. Peace just is. So Christ said, I bring you peace, not this phony happiness that the world gives to you. And then if you accept the peace, your heart will not be troubled. Neither will you be afraid. Think about that. What an amazing life you can have, but no, you have accepted the world happiness. And it's up and down, because if you're happy, that means you're going to be sad. And if you're sad, that means you're going to work to be happy. And then if you're happy, you're going to work to be overcome. You're going to become sad again. And yet you hold on to the world, what the world give to you. You must die, ego death of the world. If you want life, if you want peace, you must die, ego death, not physical death. The spiritual, evil, ego death. Otherwise, you're living in hell inside of you, not realize you got to go through the hell to get to heaven, and you're in hell on earth because everybody around you is putting out their hell and they're dumping it on you. And they rejoice. I don't know if you heard about this. A white student was beaten by a mob of blacks. What's wrong with the blacks? From WDBJ7. A white student athlete was savagely beaten at a fellowship. Think about that. Not at a party. Not at a dope house. Not at a basketball game. Not at a football game, not at some outing, but at a fellowship of Christian athletes, better known as FCA, summer camp for football players. Why is this?
It was circulating social media showing what appears to be a fight involving South Carolina high school students. Now an attorney representing the victim says they want people to see the video and potentially help with the investigation. Now we have blurred and removed the audio in this clip, but we do want to warn you it may be disturbing for some to see. Now the attorney in this case says this happened earlier this month at a Fellowship of Christian Athletes football camp at Presbyterian College. The family says their child knew about the attack beforehand, so he set up a phone to record it. The family's attorney says the boys involved are Daniel High School football players. School district leaders in Pickens County say they are investigating and working with law enforcement.
Amazing, huh? At a Christian fellowship, the blacks are still fighting all in the name of Jesus. And if the boy knew about it, why did he even go? And white people, y'all can't be in a room with a bunch of blacks by yourself. It's dangerous enough when you're with somebody else. This reminds me of that story. I don't know how that situation is going right now, but remember this black guy was accused over there in Texas of stabbing a white brother at a track meet. A track meet. And I thought, people don't fight at track meets. The blacks do. This story says if he was at a Fellowship of Christian Athletes, football players. Black people, I want you to know this. You've been lied to. Really. I understand that you believed a lie and now you're acting out evil. But you've been lied to. Slavery is not your problem, never has been, never will be, ain't no problem. White people are not your problem. White people are not trying to hang you out there. White people are not against you. They try to stay away from you now because you're so violent and they're afraid to even be around you. That's why they start, one reason, I believe, that they're starting this white town in Arkansas for whites only area. They just want to be left alone because they don't want to be fighting with you. And you see the what appeared to be black guy punching this white kid at a Christian fellowship. And it's been reported that the white kid knew it was going to happen, so he videotaped it. He hid his camera and videotaped it. I think he should not have gone or at least asked for a separate room or something. I don't know all the details, but it doesn't sound good. Christ came that you may have peace. Does this look like peace or happiness? Thrills come with happiness. Up and down thrills. You feel good, then you feel bad. You feel happy, then you feel sad. You feel sad, then you feel happy, and then you have thrills both ways. Let your thrills go and be free with peace. What a mess, huh? Black people... Your anger is from your mothers and grandmothers, boys and girls, men and women. It did not come from white people. It did not come from an outside incident. Now, once you became angry when your mothers turned you away from your fathers, because the blacks, just like all races, men and women, are yearning for the father. They're lost in the wilderness. They have been turned away from the father. And they're lost in the wilderness of their imagination. And they are just stumbling in darkness, cannot find their way back home. And the Father made a way for you to find your way back home to the Father. He didn't leave you without help. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not what the world is giving you, happiness and misery. And when you have peace, your heart is not troubled. Neither do you have fear. And I'm talking about spiritual fear. You need to be safe out there protecting your physical self. When will you wake up? The way has been made. It is done. It is finished. And all authority has been given unto the sons and daughters of God. And you can read the Bible until the cows come home. You can read the Bible, go to church and fellowship and Sunday school class and all kind of meetings all every day in the week. And you have no peace. You have false happiness. And that's all you will be expecting because you make up your mind, I'm not going to have it while I live. They are, according to the report, these blacks are attacking this white kid at a fellowship, a Christian fellowship. One other quick one, and then I'll get to your calls. This is hell on earth inside a human being. All, there's not one that this does not apply to. All human beings are evil. All. Until they realize it and start to overcome it. All, every one of us are evil until you realize it and admit it to yourself. God can hear you admitting it. Go and forgive your mama. Go and forgive your daddy for not protecting you from mama. He can help her, and she can help herself. her mother did it to her, and God will forgive you, and peace will arrive, and happiness will disappear. Amazing, huh? One last quick one for right now. And I've told you over and over again that white people just want to have a first-class life. They got their anger to their work and they're overcoming, but they just want to go to school, the best high school, the best college, the best this, so they can have a first-class life. They don't want to be fighting on the cruise. Who fight on the cruise? They don't want to be fighting at the track meet. They don't want to be fighting at a Christian fellowship. What the? On the airplane? Everywhere the blacks go, they fight. Fight, fight, fight. They have no peace. Fox 29 is reporting. A manhunt for a killer is underway after a husband and a wife were murdered while hiking with their children at Devil's Den Park, State Park in Arkansas. This is from Good Morning America.
This morning, the manhunt for the suspect accused of murdering a couple on a popular hiking trail outside of Fayetteville, Arkansas.
There's all units, be advised, this just occurred at Devil's Den.
Clinton and Kristen Brink were hiking with their two young daughters at Devil's Den State Park when police say they were attacked. Arkansas State Police alerted to the walking trail Saturday afternoon, finding the couple dead. Their two daughters weren't injured. Authorities say the suspect is still on the run this morning.
Be on the lookout for a white male suspect wearing black gloves, sunglasses.
They say he was last seen driving toward the park exit in a black four-door sedan, possibly a Mazda, with a license plate covered by electrical or duct tape. Devil's Den is a popular hiking and camping destination with thousands of visitors each year. As of now, all trails are closed indefinitely as Arkansas State Police increase their presence.
Amazing, huh? Devil's Den. And don't say I don't report on white crime. They said a white man did this, according to the report. A white man. So don't be like, oh, you never talk about white crime. I do talk about white crime. It's just that white people are not committing as much crimes as the blacks. Black people, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. Peace was given to you too. It was brought for you. So this is a husband and a wife murdered, according to a report, at Devil's Den. I tell you, look how the white people, they just want to go hiking. They want to camp out. They want to look up at the stars at night and watch the sun come up. They can't even go hiking now. And white people love to hike. They love it. They can't even have a first-class life now. And they work so hard for it. 888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jared out of Connecticut. Cincinnati, Ohio, my bad. Cincinnati, Ohio, Jared, you're on the air. Hey, Jared.
Hello? Can you hear me?
No.
Thanks, Jesse. I just wanted to check in because I talked to you for the first time a little over a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you had me forgive my mom and my dad because I was really angry at my dad. And, I did that. And basically, like, I'd say my whole life has changed for sure. I'm like best friends with my dad again now.
Wow.
And, Yeah. And I realized that my mom, like, I was in a weird relationship with her, talking every day and almost like felt like her husband or her boyfriend or something. I disconnected from that.
Right on. Mothers turn their sons into their boyfriends or husband. It's a sad thing, but that's what they do.
Yeah, and I feel like I've definitely...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
She didn't really say much, but then afterwards she felt bad. She's like, oh, crap, your dad and everyone probably feels like I'm a horrible person now. I'm like, no, they don't feel any type of way.
She is a horrible person. Until she starts to overcome.
Yeah. And I feel like I've definitely found some perfect peace now. And like you said, I'm not angry. I was really angry and just, I was like kind of a horrible person. But now I definitely have some perfect peace and I'm not up, I'm not down, and I'm just present
right
in
on.
The moment.
When you stay present, practice staying present, and everything will work for you. You will see how to do this and that. It'll happen naturally. But all you have to do now, Jared, practice staying present. Do the silent prayer, practice staying present, and nothing else is required. You get up and do your physical work, your food, and stuff like that. But nothing else is required. And life, the light, the truth, love you. It allowed you to see that you needed to drop this anger, and it did, and you have, and you're going to be fine now. The Bible said that, in Bible Thumper 3, the Bible said we all have sinned and come short of the truth, of the glory of God. And that's what it means. Every human being has a wicked heart. Every human being is angry and resentful and evil, and they play God. Their hearts are wicked. But once you see that and admit it and go and forgive, your heart will change and perfect peace will come about.
All right. Thank you.
Stay with it. Amazing update. And happy White History Month to you.
All right. Happy White History Month.
Amazing. Jared, thanks for the update. Stay with it, all right? With the prayer. Are you doing the silent prayer yet?
I did it a little bit, and then once I got present, I almost kind of felt like I was doing it all day, just kind of shutting my brain off and just kind of being present.
Well, you stay present. Practice
okay,
being
yes, sir.
Present. And that is the silent prayer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Dion is out of Southern Cal, California, that is. Dion, happy White History Month.
Sí, señor.
Gracias.
Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. This was our 8th year of celebrating White History Month, and it was amazing. I mean, it just...
That is amazing.
I thought last year was good. This was even better. So each year... It's growing, and it's getting better and better, and more people are participating around the world. So what I'm hoping for, but we'll wait and see, we can get Donald Trump to acknowledge July as White History Month.
As a national holiday.
Yes.
Let's go.
Absolutely. Amazing.
Amen. Well, I'm calling because... I guess I wanted to answer the biblical question, but, you know, I just kind of been listening here on the phone for a while, and I don't know. I'm just kind of I'm in the hospital right now. I'm like a Christian. I've been following you for a while. I called you before, and I don't know. I feel just like I'm kind of struggling to, you know, hold on to my sanity here. It just seems like everything's going kind of crazy. Everything's going kind of bad right now.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And why are you in a hospital?
So, like, I had like a leg injury, and then I actually broke two hips trying to carry something heavy, both my hips. And it turned out that I had a problem in my blood, that my bones were leaking calcium into my blood. It's like a parathyroid thing. And so now I've been in here I broke my hips. Emergency brought me over here. They did a couple surgeries on my hips and then on my thyroid. And I've been here for 2 weeks now, and I just had a baby on the 6th. My wife just had a baby.
You had a baby?
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife had a baby.
No wonder you're in the hospital. Man, I didn't know a man can have a baby.
What the?
What, this your first baby you've had?
Well, not my wife had a baby just.
Oh.
Come on.
Is this your first child?
Third child.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations,
so
man.
Little. Thank you. Crazy timing, right? Because the next week after, I'm in the hospital, and my wife's at home with the three babies, and it's just a lot going on, you know?
And when you say you feel like you're going crazy and lose your mind, what do you mean by that?
I guess I'm just trying to, like, you know, be here and not have any kind of opinion about it.
Yes.
You know?
Why don't you do and, that?
It just keeps coming back, you know, like nurses say one thing, doctors say one thing, and someone says something else, and it's just frustrating. And then,
what's frustrating, you know, about it?
It's, I guess I just want to be home, you know?
Wanna be home. You can't be home right now.
That's right.
So why don't you accept that?
I accept it.
But if you accept it, you would be frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, maybe I need more sleep.
No, you need to stay out of the thoughts. All thoughts,
yes, sir,
are all lies all the time about anything. Why don't you just stay away from thoughts? Don't be double-minded and just stay present and do it. Let whatever happen so you'll be done with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm just, sitting in the room by myself, it gets to me after a while.
And what gets to you?
Myself, my thoughts. You know, I start thinking about the kids and can't be there, and, I should be there, or why is God, you know, why would he do this?
And where are those thoughts coming from? Who's telling you why is he doing this? Who's telling you that?
Oh, man. It's the lies, man. It's just lies.
And why are you believing them?
Jeez. I'm fighting, you know? I'm fighting.
But
resisting.
But as long as you're fighting, you cannot be helped by God.
That's right.
It's enough to be conscious of the pain, the stabs, the emotional pain, be aware of the misery. And the awareness of it without you resisting it is the answer to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you're fortunate that you're able to be alone in a room and be aware of what's going on inside of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, you're right. It is.
So then why are you resisting the very thing that can save you?
Oh man, I guess I gotta get my perspective and remember that. Come back to myself.
It's perfect that you have all this time alone, because now you can see how the spirit of evil, all thoughts, all lies, are now affecting you, and you've been believing them, and then you wanna run, and then you wanna, and they tell you, why God letting you go through this? It's just that you just made a baby, your wife just had a baby, you have this. Why is God doing this to you? And you believe the lie.
Yeah.
Those thoughts are not coming from you or God.
That's right.
So
I thought I'd call you, man, and get some perspective, you know? This is it's just been kind of a shocking experience for me, you know?
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. Happy White History Month. Today is the last day of White History Month. I would quick reminder, go and support our fundraising effort there. We're almost at 50,000, I'm told. I mean, like, really there. Maybe 10 or 15,000 short. So we're just raising money to pay the bills and get things done for the summer. So thank you all for those who have already donated to the fundraising effort. If you have not, or you want to give just a little more to get us there, I think we like, oh, we're $12,000 away, I'm told. $12,000 away. Isn't that amazing? Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and or you can mail it in. For those who don't like doing it online, you can mail it in. Make a check, a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? It's on the website at rebuildingtheman.com. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can use that QR code to support Bond. I'm getting it. You can scan the QR code. I'll read it up there. That's why I know what to say right now. If they took that sign down right now, I wouldn't know what to say. See? The QR code to support Bond. Also, shout outs, birthdays, weddings, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, go and I'll do them for you as well. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I want to go quickly back to Dion out of California. And Dion is in the hospital. He broke, according to him, two of his leg bones, something like that. And now he's all depressed. Am I right?
Yes, yeah, pretty much. I broke both my hips. Turns out that my bones are getting weak because, they're leaking calcium, parathyroid problem. I'm only 33. It's kind of a freak accident.
And how do you feel about that?
Kind of shocked. I feel like, I feel like I have the temptation in my thoughts to be like, that ain't right. You know, like, how could this happen to me? You know, like, such a rare thing. You know, like I was saying, you know, I just had a baby. No one's like we don't have help. Blah blah. So it's kind of freaky, you know?
What would happen if you had none of those thoughts?
I guess I'd just be living my life.
Why would you do that?
I want to do that.
Why is it necessary to feel anything about it, but just accept what is and don't worry about the outcome? because a person that worry about the outcome of anything is a double-minded person. And a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. Why not just accept, you know what, I broke my bones, this is unusual, I'm here, and just let it be and see what happens? Why not live that way?
That's what I want. That's what I want. I just feeling the I feel that tug, you know, back and forth a little bit.
No, you're going with the thoughts.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Why don't you stop
that,
going with the thoughts?
I just got... man, that's why I'm calling you, Jesse. You want to drop it, you know? Want to drop it, man.
And you can. You drop them by being aware of them and putting up no resistance. And that is the solution to dropping them.
That's wild. No resistance.
Right. Zero resistance. And that is the solution to dropping them.
Yes, sir.
Because the more you fight, the deeper you're going to fall into darkness, into hell. Because you're fighting with dark spirits, thinking that there's something you can do about it.
That's right.
You're not trusting God. You're not trusting truth to do it for you. You're trying to fight your own spiritual battle, and you're going to always lose.
Come on.
Stop fighting. Stop putting up resistance against thoughts. Against the shocks and the pain that spiritual psychological pain that come. Just be aware of it.
Yeah.
And you're in a perfect location to do that. You spend so much time alone now.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I could see it happening, you know? It's like, I could see a part of myself giving into it, like, fighting with me, like, arguing with myself. Like,
yep.
Give into it, be emotional, cry, you know?
Yep.
Scream, cry, you know, you deserve better. And it's just silly, like, it's like a other part of myself kind of looking at me, looking at this, like a child, you know? Like there's an adult in me looking at this child in me, like come on already, you know? Like, get over it.
And when you feel like crying or you want to be screaming and care, and it's telling you that, oh, poor you, do you ever ask yourself, who's telling me that? Who said that? Who just said to me, I should cry or I should feel bad for myself? Do you ever ask yourself, who's telling you that? Who said that?
I mean, I do. Normally, I'll be like, that's not me. You know,
right.
I know that's not me. I've been listening to you for a long time, and it's just insane. You know, once you start looking at yourself and you see the depth of how, you know, how deep that goes. And you realize, oh, this is not a quick fix, you know? this is going to be a journey, man. And so normally, you know, I tell myself that, and I get that perspective, and you know, snap out of it after a little while, you know?
Yeah. Only because you're so used to all my life, I've been beat by men. You've been living in your, when your mother traumatized you spiritually, you escaped into your imagination. Your thoughts, and you've been living there, and you've identified with them as you. And now that you're becoming somewhat aware of that, those demons, those lost, those false emotions and things like that, they don't want to leave you. They are one with you for so long, they want to stay in your body. But you got to remember, when those thoughts come, because you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your body, just resist it. Don't put up a resistance. Count it all joy when you feel the pain.
Oh, baby, come on. Now you're preaching, man. Sheesh, come on.
Don't be mad. Be glad. Count it joy. Wow, I see that pain of loneliness. I see that pain of suicidal thoughts. I see that pain of failure, ambitions. I see that pain that tell me I don't want to be here. Be glad to see it. And seeing it is the solution.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Gotta rejoice, man.
Count it all joy when you're feeling the pain. Tribulations working patience in your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, all right?
I want to say one more thing before I go. I called you, you know, like maybe a year ago now, when I was first, you know, getting into really discovering what your message was. And I remember you asked me, I had told you about me forgiving my mom and all that. It's crazy stuff. And I remember you asked me if my wife obeyed me, right? And I thought for a second, I said, yeah. You know, after going home and sharing a little bit with my wife and showing her a little bit more of the message that you have and everything. And then all of a sudden she starts saying little things. And I realized, oh my gosh, she don't obey me. I started to realize like I'm on my own out here, you know?
Yeah.
And I started how to be very careful about what I said and how I said it and really just got to let her go, you know, just really, really got to, you know, realize that it's only me and the Lord. It's just me and the Lord on this journey. And, you know, if the people can't see the truth or if he allows them to, praise God. But I can't control any of that, you know.
You got to leave her in her hell.
That's right. That's right. And she's come a long way. She forgave her parents of her own accord now. She forgave her mother and stuff. But, man, that was an eye-opener, you know. Like, it really, really shows you, like, the reality, like, it's we have to make the choice on our own.
Each individual, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
This is one trip, one journey that you cannot take with no one else. Your daddy, your mama, your children, your wife, your friends, no one. You must travel this alone.
Yes, sir. And one more thing I wanted to just point out, you know, I was trying to get through yesterday, too, and I ended up falling asleep because I'm here in the hospital. Well, I was on hold. But I'm just listening to, like, you know, all the people who call in, and I just think it's, like, it's so amazing just why are people so obsessed with their race and their color, man? Like, it's just totally insane to me, man. Like,
but they are obsessed in the same way you are into your thoughts and feelings.
Right.
It's the same spirit.
You're absolutely right. I feel like, you know, here, and I mean, I don't know, since I listen to you, I look around at people, and like, you're right. Everybody's just looking on the outside, you know, of life, living on the outside of life and judging everything through that. And it's just fake. It's all fake. It's not real at all.
Most people don't even know. They have no clue. This includes those who say they believe in God. The Jews, uh-huh. the Christians, the Alawaba people, the whatever. They don't know that there's another way. They don't know that there's another life in us. They don't know that there's a kingdom that we should be living from. They're living from the outside and not within. And some of the Christians have heard about it, but they still don't know what that means. They don't know what it is. And so they suffer and they cry.
And I'm not saying I know what it means. You know what I mean? But I feel like I see glimpses.
Yes.
I see little glimpses. I see these little like depths of hope, these depths of freedom that make me want to dig, you know?
Right on.
So it's amazing. You know, Jesse, thank you so much. It's so amazing to resist the devil, you know?
You resist him by putting up no fight.
That is amazing. That sounds like the opposite of what you should do, you know?
Yep.
But,
yep.
Wow.
You just want to see him in the light. And you mentioned a little bit of light that you have. It makes you want to dig deeper. That little light is bringing you back home to the Father. It's bringing you out of the wilderness of your imagination, thoughts. Mm-hmm. All thoughts and emotions are all lies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
that little light is
what made you want more and more and more. And soon you're going to realize there's nothing to go back to. That was all an illusion, your past and all that mess. And you're going to be fine. Just stay with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you say a silent prayer for me?
I will. I wish you well. And listen, just...
Thank you so much.
Just instead of being miserable in the hospital, you got enough pain in the body already. Just relax and watch those thoughts. And when the nurses and the doctor come in and one telling you one thing or another, just have a way to see. And if you have questions, ask the doctor questions about your situation. But have a way to see.
Yes, sir. Wait and see. That's right. Man, you said something really I just blew my mind, man. You said worrying about the outcome is a double-minded person.
It is.
That's heavy.
You're never supposed to worry about the outcome. You're supposed to accept what is, do what's in front of you. And in any situation, never think about the outcome. That's a double-minded person.
Wow, that's good. Thank you so much, Jesse. You're the man.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And always, with everything, have a way to see. Whether it's a marriage or your kids or your job or your physical situation there and whatever, have a way to see. Oh, I'll wait to see. Don't imagine what's going to happen or what, and there'll be one for this or that. Just have a way to see.
Yes, sir.
And that way
yes,
you won't be double-minded, and the spirit of truth will work it out for you.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, man. I wish you well.
Thank you. I'm going to try calling you back while I'm here. You know, I'm up early in the morning, so I'll be calling you.
And I know you, because of time, but I knew you wanted to respond to the biblical question. Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life?
So I'd say that the first part, am I living my own life? I think as long as you're thinking, no, you have no life. Like life is. It's just what God gave you, and just because you call it your own doesn't mean anything. And I think what was the second half again?
Are you living your own life, and what does it mean to live your own life?
And so the second half, what does it mean to live your own life?
Right.
I think that means to be in a delusion. It's just a fantasy. Like the living. Your so-called life doesn't exist. It's just there is just a life to live. You gotta let go of your. It is no yours.
Well, I really appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing, and the Crete don't rise.
Si, señor.
Como te levo.
Amazing, Jesse. Thank you so much, brother.
All right, but you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
I will.
Okay. Amazing. Vicky, out of Texas. Vicky, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Lord,
oh, my God, Jesse.
Where you been?
Listen, bro, let me tell you, we have been going through some things. Wonderful. God is so good, Jesse. When we've been working on an invention for about 3 years, and we finally have a patent, and now there are some companies that want to get together and do some bidding to buy the patent.
Right on. I wish you guys well and with that. Amazing.
It could be the military doing it, too. So we're quite excited about having someone, you know, recognize what my husband has been thinking about.
Right on.
God really did it, Jesse.
All the time.
Because of the peace. When there's peace, then there's no conflict in the mind. So
peace
then you can...
in the Middle East.
Even there, too.
That's right.
It's possible. But I wanted to find out. Well, how are you doing anyway? Are you
amazing.
Doing well? Good. You look wonderful.
All
you
is
scared
well.
Me for a minute. I saw you and I was like, no.
I was just so scared. No, all is well.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you.
No. I knew you were in good hands, bro.
Thank you.
But I wish we could get you over here, and we will as soon as we sell that stuff. We got your back all the way, 100%.
I'm going to come to Texas soon. I have so many invitations to go to Texas.
Where, though? I mean, how far? Are you going to be in Dallas? Or?
I'll let you know.
Yeah. You have my number. I mean, let me know.
I will.
But, yeah, we would love to. And we're going to support you like crazy as soon as you're going to be... Your mind is going to be blown.
I wish you well
because
with that, too.
You're amazing. Oh, thank you so much. It's been a long time coming. But God is good.
And just, his mercy endures forever. It's been a long time coming. But I knew a change gonna come. Oh, yes, and it will.
The whole world can be that way, you know, but the world is in their thoughts.
Yeah.
And we have totally, like, the world to us is outside of our home because this is our home and we live from within now. So, yeah, you can have perfect peace because perfect peace endures. It's everlasting. It's constant. It's not up and down. It's not about happiness. It's not about money. It's not about this, that, and the other. It's just living, just being, and just having peace and knowing who's in you is the greatest gift of all. And I wish everyone well out there, and I hope and pray that people listen to your message because you are the greatest. You're the greatest man. And I see how God uses you and Donald Trump, and I wish that you could work with Donald Trump.
The great white hope.
Oh, yeah, amen.
And they call him king.
And they call him king. He's the son of God, absolutely. And so are you, and you'll always be my brother. And thank you for helping us get to where we are. You know, God made that possible. So
well, you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, Vicki.
Absolutely.
And tell your husband I really wish you guys well with this new project, all right?
Thank you, Jesse. And we're going to be flying you over here a lot.
Right on. Oh, I can't wait. Amazing. Thank
you. You're part of the family. And I know how to make sweet potato pie really well, so.
Oh, Lord. I can't wait. Thank you.
All right. We love you, Jesse.
I love you,
too.
Have
a wonderful day.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, bro.
Right on. I wish her well with that. Let me go quickly to a first-time call out of Texas. D, Happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, this is...
Hey, D, a truck driver.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm a first-time caller, man. I'm trying to answer that biblical question real quick.
What, are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life?
Yes, I do live my own life. It means just not being in everybody's business, you know, just sticking to yourself and don't worry about what everybody else is doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just live.
Well, nice. I appreciate you responding to that biblical question. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay, okay. Hey, I was wanted to ask you, man. Earlier you had a caller, man, said about, you told him, I guess he said, about the sons being, the mom turning the sons into his boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Hold on for me. Can you hold? Let me take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the faint news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Ahoy! Going on in the world, such as passengers, like more than 24, I heard, something like that, roughly, hospitalized after after Delta turbulence in Minnesota, in America. Crazy. It wasn't American Anchor Baby driving that plane. And medical records are being shared. Isn't that great? Trump is for it, so I am too. And nosy Democrats, speaking of privacy, because you don't want your private medical stuff out there, right? But anyway, nosy Democrats want access to the illegal alien detention centers just so that they can pick them apart and be like all mad. No more pickup-only Starbucks stores. They're getting closed down, I heard. Nice. Well, it's a degenerate, evil kind of company sometimes in some ways. Anyway, pushing the gay agenda, for example, 10, 12, 15 years ago. I'll never forgive them. Just kidding, I will. I do. SNAP food stamps recipients only receive $6.16 in food stamps on average. So it shouldn't hurt them too much to take it all away. Take it all away. This is the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday. The 31st of July, happy White History Month, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats, Is the Plan, and more great stories. So hang tight, everybody. After the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. I've missed the announcement, but I know that there is a man on the street, White History Month man on the street, coming out very soon, today, sometime. Sweet. Very sweet. And aviation safety. According to Commie Nonsense Network, more than 24 people aboard a Delta Airlines flight were taken to hospitals in Minnesota on Wednesday after turbulence forced their plane to make an emergency landing, the airline stated in a statement. Flight DL-56, traveling from Salt Lake City, Utah, to Amsterdam. That's in Holland or the Netherlands or wherever, whatever it's called. When the turbulence occurred, the aircraft then diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Is that Twin Cities? Where first responders treated at least 25 people before transporting them to area hospitals. That's some rough turbulence for you to need to be hospitalized. 25 people. Anyway, medical records. President Trump has tasked dozens of major health and technology companies with creating new ways to share patient data across the United States' fragmented health care, so-called system. More than 60 companies, 60, including Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Oracle, signed the non-binding pledge to work collaboratively and deliver results by early 2026. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said that. During a speech Wednesday, our greatest president, Trump, he said that if the initiative is successful, quote, we will save time, we will save money, and most importantly, we will save lives, unquote, said Trump. It remains unclear what specific benchmarks the group is expected to meet or how the administration plans to hold the companies accountable. It's non-binding. Calm down, Commie Nonsense. They'll do it. The proposal may also spark pushback from privacy advocates. These people want their privacy, who have warned that making patients' sensitive health data more widely accessible also risks making it less secure. Anyway, immigration, a dozen Democrat members of Congress filed a lawsuit against our greatest President Trump's administration over new Homeland Security policy restricting their access to federal detention centers. The complaint claims the policy, which requires 7 days notice and limits admittance to certain field offices, violates a long-standing federal law that permits unannounced inspections by members of Congress. In the past, these visits have provided the public with insights, they claim, on how detainees are treated. And overcrowded cells, maybe spoiled food, medical neglect, so they claim. So they're complaining and being lame, and they want the illegals here in America. I'm James Hake.
Why history month? celebrate with my friends. It's what history means. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be white history. It's white history month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. It's white history month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Why History Month? Happy Why History July. Just feels white. We've been celebrating 8 years this year. This is the last day of White History Month. Happy White History Month. Thank you all for an amazing White History Month. 8 years. We are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. This is the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, is like a doozy, Swahili doozy. And I can't speak Swahili at all, so I don't know how to do that. Yeah, man, are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? Are you living your own life? And what does it mean to live your own life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you can't just sit and watch it right now. You can podcast, but in the meantime, you don't have to miss a show, not one, as it is happening anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad. You can listen to the show by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. The last hour of Thursday, for the show at least. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on?
There's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He says he wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. Whoa! He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Ready for the life. If anybody ask, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. What a mess. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to D, our truck driver and a first-time caller out of Texas. And D, you had a question for me. Go ahead.
Well, not really a question. It just tripped me out how, like, I just started listening to you, man. A lot of things you say, man, it's so true, man. Like, it even happens in my own home, you know, and I've been noticing all these things that you've been saying. Especially when we talk about the mothers trying to be, you know, all in the the son, then the son does the same thing. You know, they call each other every day and FaceTime each other. It's like crazy, you know? Like, I never did that with my parents, you know?
How old is your son?
He's 25.
Will you tell him to stop calling her and tell her to stop calling him? How do they respond to that?
Oh, man, I've never told them that because every time I try to, like, say something to them, they look at me like I'm the evil one and that I'm crazy. And they just, I don't know how to really, like, tell them, you know, like, hey, that's not right what y'all do.
Yeah, your mother, how many kids do you have?
I got four.
And are they all adults?
Two of them are. The other two, they're still in school, you know.
And is she doing that with both adult kids?
Nah, just with the son. That's what trips me out. Hey, yeah, just with him.
And you're the father, right?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think your son does not listen to you?
Well, actually, man, I'm the stepdad, but...
Oh, you're
I'm
the stepfather.
Yeah, I'm the stepfather, but I've been raising him since he was three, you know? And, I can't really say much because, you know, it's going to be like, you don't love him, you don't do this, you just want to pick at him and this and that. When really, I'm just trying to help them out, you know?
But this is why men and women should not marry men and women who already have children, because the kids never accept you as the father, and they never will accept a stepmother as the mother. And it just brings conflict. You should not marry a woman with children.
Well, he accepts me. His dad never really came around, you know. And I don't even know if he even talked to this day.
Do you know who his father is?
Nah, I ain't never met a man.
He's yearning for his father. And what I recommend is that you let him know that his mother is evil and that she has recreated him in her image, and she's using him as her boyfriend and as her husband, and that he should stop. He need to drop his anger for her, forgive her for not keeping him away from his father, and for recreating him in her image. Otherwise, he's going to grow up and be a miserable young man.
Yeah, and you know what? I've noticed that, man. He's always angry, man.
Yeah.
Always.
He become like his mother. He has his mother nature. All men hate their mothers because she recreate them in her image, and they are angry just like a woman. A man who has anger, a male, who has anger is a woman. That's why he think and act like women. Men don't norm. It's abnormal for a man to get angry, to be angry. But until he overcome his mother, he won't be able to help himself. He's just like a woman.
Yes, and I've noticed that in a lot of men in my life too. You know how they're always angry, and I always try to tell them like what you say. And nobody wants to believe me. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, that I'm dumb, that I'm listening to the wrong people.
Well, that's because angry people, unless they're ready to overcome, the truth is dumb to them, because angry people are dumb. They're ignorant. They can't see. And unless they want to change, they're not going to ever accept the truth. They're going to reject it. And that's why you're not supposed to tell them unless they ask or they want it, right? Because they're going the darkness in them will hate the light in you, and they will try to destroy you because they hate you. So I would recommend you stop telling them about it and just work on yourself.
Yeah, I did stop telling them about it, and I just worry about myself, man. I try to tell them when everything started making sense to me, but they don't want to make sense to them, you know.
Christ said, when he healed the people with the truth, he said, tell nobody. Go live your life and tell no one, because he knew that most people are going to hate the truth. And they're going to hate you because of the truth that's now in you. And so, yeah, just leave them in their hell. Don't be angry. Wish them well. And leave them in their misery.
Yeah. Hey, you know one thing too, man? What I noticed about all of them, they all listen to the women.
Yes. Because they hate their mother. They hate their mothers. And the woman is the man's God. And so every man, every woman they run into is their mother, the spirit of the mother. And they are subject to their God. And that's why men don't know what to do with women. They don't know how to handle them. They don't know what to do because they hate their mother, so they hate every woman, and they don't know how to deal with that.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
what a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess, man. Yeah, it's a big mess.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No. I'm not even going to beat around the bush.
And why not? Why haven't you gone and dealt with her?
I've always felt like I've never resented her, man. I'm the second child, the second boy.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like all their focus was always on my older brother. So, like me, I would always just live life, you know. I'd do me. They weren't really like too focused on me. And I don't know. I just don't feel like they ever did anything to me, you know, for me to resent them. Yeah.
So you never get angry at your mother or father? They never do anything that irritates you a little bit and you wish they wouldn't do?
Yeah. When I was younger. But, see, that's one thing, too. Like, when I was younger, I would, like, realize what they went through, you know? I was like, well, they're probably like that because that's how my grandma and my grandpa were.
Yeah.
And they probably treated them like that. And that's the only thing they know how to do, you know? They don't know
absolutely
any other way. Yeah, they don't know any other way.
Well, you got to go and forgive her anyway and him because that's why you end up marrying your mother. The woman you're married to is your mother.
Man, that's another thing. I don't think my wife is like my mom, man. I think they're like totally different, man.
No, they're the same. That's why she doesn't obey you. That's why she doesn't obey you, and you end up marrying a woman with children or a child. It's because you have resentment toward your mother, and you attracted to the women with the same spirit, and then the same situation with your father end up happening with you.
Yeah. Nah, I believe it. Nah, I'm a forgive him, man. I'm just trying to get it together.
Yeah, you gotta
I want it to come out normal, you know. I don't want it to come out like choppy. Like I don't know my tongue, you know, putting my words around all kind of stuff.
Well, and see, don't run away from it. The moment you see that you have this resentment for her and start at childhood, you go and say, hey, and because you said, I realized, even as a child, I realized that they couldn't help themselves, that their mother did it to them. And so knowing that, you can go and say, you know what? I'm sorry for resenting you guys. I realized you couldn't help yourself. And I'm wrong for holding it against you. And if your mother said thank you, fine. If she doesn't, fine. If she cried, fine. If she doesn't, fine. If she blame your daddy or you or someone else, that's fine. You'll walk away free.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
And then maybe you can help your stepson overcome his mother, because his mother sounds like she's definitely set him up for destruction.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Around the house, they got this little dog, man, and they call him. They act like he's a little human being. They call him. Oh, grandma's here, or when the son calls, he's like, "Where's my son?" Or you know, it's like, what the heck?
Well, hopefully.
Y'all treating that dog like it's a human.
Yeah, because they are living in an animal nature. Their mindset is that of an animal. Any human being that has anger, their mindset is of an animal. They have an animal nature. And so they treat everyone in an animal-like way. And then they think they're loving the dog, and they think the dog loves them, but it's not true at all.
Yeah, you know what? I've told them that because I've seen one of your shows, and you were talking about that.
Yeah.
And they look at me like I'm the crazy one.
Right.
Well, you're crazy. You're like, it's crazy.
Well, because of time, I got to run. But I want to encourage you to forgive your mother. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. I do the silent prayer day and night.
I do it every
morning.
Will you stay with us? Stay with us so you can practice being present. And in the
presence, that's what I try to do.
Everything is always right there in front of you.
Yes, sir.
I wish you well, D, and let me know what happens when you forgive your mother.
I will. I'll give you a call back.
All right, buddy. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Bye
now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to WC out of Arkansas. There's one line open now, folks. WC, you're on the air.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, man, I called about 3 years ago. I know you say, you know, never ask a black man if he remembers.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
So I wanted to give you an update, man.
Okay.
I know you said you had an uncle named WC.
I had an uncle, WC, one of my favorite uncles. He lived.
Yes, sir.
He moved to Leesburg, Florida. He did. Now he did. But Uncle WC
he
was
did.
An amazing uncle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I called you about 3 years ago, man. I wanted to give you an update.
Okay.
I used to be a cop, and then I became a coach and a teacher. And I told you I was getting ready to, I bought me some land. I did some research, and I bought me some land in Arkansas, about 10 acres. And
right.
I built my own house, man, with my own hands, like old school.
Right.
I didn't know how to do anything. But I did, like you said, I took it one step at a time, and I did everything except for the concrete and the spray foam.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Right on.
So I did everything except for that. Only mistake I made was telling my people, man, where I live. They from Memphis, Tennessee. Ever since they found out I vote for Trump and, you know, I'm a conservative, they call me Jeff. They tell me I got blue eyes.
What a mess.
So, yes, sir. So, you know, it's been 3 years, man. I built the house. I pretty much got that, you know, trying to get my form together. I wanted to call. I didn't really have a purpose to call you except for, I heard you recently talking about that community, that white community.
Yeah, down in Arkansas.
Yes, sir. So about a year ago, I saw some land open for sale, 5 minutes away from where I live. And I used to take my kids out there to teach them how to drive. You know, you go down them dirt roads just to teach them how to drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. So I used to take them that way. And I saw it for sale, and my son, you know, I don't know if you remember. I know you don't, but I started out with him, and I sent him to trade school. He became an electrician.
Right on.
And my wife, she homeschooled the other three. She homeschooled all four of them, but he became an electrician. I was teaching him how to drive. My last one, my girl, she just turned 10. I teach her how to drive, and I see that they bought this land. When we come by there, they building it up, man. And I see, you know, little white girls out there playing, and we waving at them. And, man, they just waving back.
Yeah.
And my son come home one day, and he said, yeah, he stopped at Walmart. There's not a lot of white black people out here. And he said he met this black lady. So every time black folks see you, they want to speak to you because, you know, you're black, you know. And so my son was like, yeah, I met this black lady. I told her where I live. She said, oh, Lord, you live out there with them, with that with them, with that white, you know, they building a white community out there, they're white supremacists. And then my son come back to me. I said, man, what you talking about? I said, that sounds like evil to me.
Yeah.
And then my wife go up the street to the store, and then she talked to the lady that's from there. She said, yeah, it's a white supremacist. They building some land out there. And I hope they don't run our black people away. And I was like, and so we never knew. Jesse, and so I looked it up online, and I found out, you know, they were building it, and it was like 5 minutes, and it was the same area where I was taking my kids to drive, and the people waved at you.
Right,
so I was like, man, this is a lie. These people, they don't mind black folks. They wave at you. They happen to see you. They had no hate for Nicaraguans.
Nicaragua.
I made, man, with moving out here was letting my people know. I had to kick my folks out, man. They just show up
at
my land.
Yeah.
And my mama, man, she formed the army against me. I don't even talk to her. I ain't talked to them in a year. They call me. I don't answer. They leave text messages. I don't answer.
Right on.
So they showed up. I said, what y'all show up in my house for? You come uninvited. I told them, hey, y'all can leave. They tried to speak to my kids. I said, oh, y'all get in the car. Get in the car. Don't talk to them. Oh, man. So I didn't want to. I want to tell you, man, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Justin, for everything you do, man. I've been listening to you for a while. I also wanted to say, man, you were already doing what was right for your health. I know we watched you. We were scared when you collapsed.
Yeah.
And you were doing the right thing the old school way, where you didn't eat. So you give your body time to rest. You were already doing the right thing. That's why you look so young. You were fasting. You were drinking your coffee, and you were fasting. And it gave your body time to heal.
I think what it is, it appears that I wasn't drinking enough water. And so
yes, sir.
I've been drinking more water now with electrolytes. Because I have an electrolyte.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know about that. And so I've gotten a lot of good advice from people about that. And I find that I definitely have a little more energy now, and I tend to, when I'm preparing for have my meeting with my producer in the morning time, I'm going to eat like a cup of boar eggs or something. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, I got the energy now and everything, so it seems to be fine now.
Yes, sir, that's good. But I just wanted to let you know that, because I know a lot of people give you advice, but the old school way, what you were doing, like you talked about with the water, you know, a lot of people take the water around, they drink too much water.
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, you only drink it when you need it.
Right.
And it's the same way with our bodies. You know, when we were slaves or whatever, we only ate when we needed to eat.
That's
and that was good enough, and it gave your body enough time. So a lot of people out here, they eating all the time, snacking, and their body never get a chance to stop working. Their stomach always, you know, working on food, trying to digest it. But when you're not eating, your body is, you know, healing itself.
Right on. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, man, and all is well. And I appreciate it. Congratulations again on your home and the life that you're living now, man.
Thank you, Jesse. It's peaceful, man. It's amazing. I appreciate you, man. I just wanted to let you know, give you an update.
Right on. And stay with it.
Yes, sir, I will.
And I'm glad you live near the White Town only, because...
Man, I was thinking that. It's going to be amazing when they finish it.
That's right.
Hey, Jesse, I started to... They said that... Since they got all this publicity, they you know, that the attorney general starting to look into them. I started to call the attorney general and say, I'm going to speak on behalf of them. Let them finish building and let them go ahead and finish everything. And
that's
I'm going to black
right. with it. That's right, man. That's right. Amazing. Thank you,
amazing.
Man. And stay with it, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History. And Jesse, man, your coffee is amazing. I didn't order, my wife ordered me some for my Father's Day.
Right on.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Punchy's coffee. Right on.
Punchy's coffee.
Good to hear from you, WC.
You too, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
All right, man.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. now bought a white-only CD there in Arkansas. He's so fortunate that he lives on his own land near the white city. He doesn't have to worry about crime right now. What? 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Andrew bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, happy White History Month.
Thank you.
What does it look like when someone is seeking first the kingdom of God and his right ways?
It looked like hell.
Nice.
Because what it is, when you start to seek the kingdom of heaven from within, you start to discover the hell that's in you. And then you're like, what the? And then you start to go through the hell, and you eventually get closer and closer to heaven, the kingdom of heaven within. Amazing, but you got to go through the hell. I wish you well. Thank you.
Gregatron says, did y'all listen to Punchy TV last night? It was amazing. All the good people called in. It went by super fast, too. Tell Derek to start talking black while he's at work. Put this towards your little fundraiser. We put the fun in fundraiser.
Right on.
Five coffees.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we have a fundraiser drive going. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate, all right? And also, Punchy's Coffee. You can get Punchy's Coffee, my own coffee, y'all, by going to rebuildingaman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, coffee, and punchy.tv.
Nice. Kevin, on Cash App, good things have happened through this giving. Very generous, Kevin. Thank you, sir.
Stay with it. Stay with it. It's good to give. What you put out comes back. Thank you.
And Jack, continue to be amazing and at perfect peace. Also generous.
Don't let anyone tell you, folks. If they tell you can't have peace, that everybody's angry, you got to be angry, that's your enemy, your bitter enemy. I would run if I were you. Do it tomorrow. But meaning that don't be angry at them. They cannot see. But you can have perfect peace right now. You don't have to wait till you die. All right? But you got to forgive your mother and your father. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with a Rumble gifting five subscriptions over there on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Right
very
on.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Three coffees from Tim. Hi, Jesse and crew. Just wanted to thank you for another awesome White History Month. All the love from London. Explosion and strong white, but tanned white arm.
Right. It's okay to be white. Thank you for your support and happy White History Month. Thank you.
Jason bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk for the last day of White History. That segue into Men's History Month. And in honor of the GOAT, greatest of all time, my contribution to White History Month is the immortal Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, because he reminded us how to be a real American. Rest in power, brother. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life, he says.
Stand up and fight for your love life.
For no.
Stand up and fight for your what?
Fight for your rights. It's Derringer. Derringer? Real American. I am a real American.
But there's a black island group or black woman made this song too.
Oh, a different song probably.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, though.
10 coffees from Riley J.M. July feels white and it's amazing, he says.
Thank you, Riley. I appreciate that.
Tom gifted a membership on Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Thank
Very
you,
cool.
Tom. Amazing.
And Angban Art, I heard a bald British Buddhist monk say basically suffering is wanting to be happy.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric Ray Hake, for the last day of White History Month, I want to nominate Mark from Los Angeles for White History Hall of Fame. He will be thrilled.
Happy White History Month and White History Moment. Thank you.
Ewan, pardon me. All is well if God is all. Deus vult.
Right on. Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
Stay with it.
And we'll read the rest of these later, guys. Thank you all.
Thank you all. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and on Stretch Off on 3PM. Pills.net.
Pills.net.
Pills.net. Back in a quick moment. Situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. He has something nice and special for you at 11 a.m. And you say?
And again, to announce this again and better for the people, at 11 a.m. on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube channel, we'll be premiering the White History Month Man on the Street. And then after that's done, make sure you're subscribed to the American Anchor Baby to see when I come on. And give me a little bit of time because I'm going to be trying to play some of these videos for you, and then I got to run and set up my stuff.
Why don't you play it all on your show?
No, this is Man on the Street with Jesse Lee Peterson. This has to go on your channel.
But put them on both.
Right. Well, then if I put it on my channel, I'll do it after.
Okay.
But then we got to do it at the... You know what I mean? We don't have that.
Okay, whatever.
Kind of time.
You're the anchor, baby. Right on at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to just read something for you. This is from James 3:14. But if you have bitter jealousy, but if you have bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, jealousy and selfish ambitions in your heart, do not boast and be false to the truth. Major. But James 3:14, Bible Thumper Thursday, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambitions in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. What the? I want to show you what jealousy and bitterness and a wicked heart can do. Really. It brings pride. It brings a mess. Here's an example of bitterness and pride. Breaking 11. A wife of an illegal detained by ICE in Texas said her husband didn't seek citizenship for 22 years. Isn't that amazing? Pride. Watch this from KPRC2.
I have to show my babies you fight for what's right. You fight for the people that you love.
Takiya Navas is forced to fight because her husband is currently in ICE custody.
My husband is in Lubbock right now because of the big hailstorms. He has a roofing business, and so he's there to do roofing jobs. And he was pulled over immediately by the sheriff for supposedly a traffic stop. Immediately once he was pulled over, an unmarked car showed up with ICE agents that got out, removing him and the other gentleman.
He was turned over to ICE for not having a license. Eventually, he was transferred to a detention center in Eden near San Angelo.
He says it's completely packed full.
What was your message, your main message to your husband when you talked to him that you wanted him to know?
I'm fighting for him. I'm going to get you out. I'm doing everything in my power.
If somebody's watching today and says, well, he was in the country for 22 years. Why did he wait so long to get a citizenship? What would you say?
I pushed for it years ago when she was born, almost 7 years ago. And he's like, but I don't want it to look like that's why I'm married to you. And, you know, maybe even a part of his pride, too, was what stood in the way. But never because he didn't want it to look like, you know, he's using his country for that.
So he didn't apply for 22 years? And so what is she fighting for? He's here illegally. He knew it for 22 years and did nothing about it. And now she's telling her kids, fight, fight, fight. For what? For what is wrong? Let them go back home and come in the right way. That's what she should be teaching her children. But no, she won't teach that. That's too right. That don't want them to be right. And so what she should do, if she's fighting, she should be fighting so that she and the children can go back home, wherever he's from. I don't know if she's from there or not, but they can go back to where he's from. That's the right thing to fight. Go with him. Don't have him break the law and call it good. Amazing, huh? One other quick thing. So I heard James mention Joe, that Hulk Hogan. Is it Hulk or Hulk?
Hulk.
Hulk.
Yep.
Hogan.
Yep.
He did. May his soul rest in peace. Well, apparently there was a fitness guy, and I'm not aware of that. I just heard this story this morning in my producer's meeting. According to AOL, fitness influencer Joey Swole has taken to social media with a wordy apology for posting a picture of himself imitating the late wrestler Hulk. Is it Hulk?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. I'm black. You're black. Here's a picture of Soul imitating Hulk.
Oh, yes, I do have.
2A and B.
There's Joey Swole. So he is actually Joey Swole without a costume. That's what he normally looks like.
Okay.
And this is him doing his Hulk Hogan thing. And it reads, R.I.P. to a legend and one of my inspirations to start working out.
So why would the people be mad about that?
Well,
apparently there are people ticked about this man showing a little respect for Hogan. Right? And you would think, well, so what are the people mad about? Prideful people, huh? Angry, lost people. Well, here's Joey apology on video for that picture you just saw.
I owe my followers, my community, and all of social media an apology. A few days ago, I reposted an old video of me in the gym wearing a Hulk Hogan Halloween costume on the day that he passed. Last night in my live stream, a lot of people expressed how upset and frustrated they were with me that I had posted that. Instead of listening and understanding like I should have, I became defensive and said that I was posting to celebrate the wrestling icon, the person that so many of us looked up to as kids that we grew up with, that made us tear our shirts and take our vitamins and say our prayers. I didn't know to the extent of all the horrible things that he had done. Since last night, I have done a lot of research, talked to a few people, and learned all of the horrible, horrible things that that man has done, which is way more than just making a mistake and being human. So because of that, I have taken the videos down, and I apologize to anybody that I offended. I am sorry.
What? Why is he apologizing to the devils? Never apologize to the devils. Here's where he apologized for using the word colored instead of people. This is so funny. People of color. Watch this from X.
Also, during last night's live stream, I used the word colored instead of saying person of color, which is a very outdated, very offensive term.
No,
a few moments later, somebody educated me and told me that it wasn't okay to use that, which I immediately apologized to everyone and said I would never do that again. So once again, to anybody that I offended, I am sorry. You know, my whole page, my whole brand is based on holding people accountable and doing better. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't hold myself to the same standards. I am human. I am still growing. I am still learning. And I promise all of you, I will do better. I have nothing but love and kindness in my heart. I will continue to try to make the world a better place. And once again, to everybody, I apologize.
When will the whites stop apologizing? If not now, when? This is what bringing the worst out of the blacks. The word colored people is not a bad word at all. They are colored. They're black. I wonder if he apologized because he doesn't want to lose customers. But why is he? This is. He should be giving those people the finger. He admired the guy. The guy had a positive influence on his life. He showed respect now that the man is dead. And now he apologizing for it. And then he apologizing for using the word color. What's wrong with the whites? How come white people feel like they got to apologize for everything? And why do they do it? It's enough, white folks. Stop it. The blacks are not getting any better. Those that hate you are going to hate you anyway. They're going to blame you for their failure, no matter how you apologize. Haven't you seen that already? And you look weak doing that. You look weak. And the only thing the blacks are going to do with this stuff is get worse. You're literally bringing hell out of them. And they are attacking you. We showed you the picture where they attacked this man and this woman down in Ohio. They knocked the woman out. Here's a woke TikToker. And this person is celebrating the death of Hogan. Watch this. From X.
You think we care about this? You think we give a... We don't care.
Oh, Hulk Hogan died. Maybe we can get Kid Rock next.
Hulk Hogan's fucking dead. Hulk Hogan's fucking dead. Shut the fuck up.
We're not actually mourning this motherfucker's death, are we?
The half-wit, better known as Hulk Hogan, has passed on, and I, for one, am happy about it.
If you haven't heard, Hulk Hogan had a heart attack last night. All that hatred balled up in his chest, all that finally did its job. Took a long time. Took way too long, in my opinion. And for anybody who's like, the left is celebrating the passing, how dare... F*** him, you and your mother, okay? I just want you to know that from the bottom of my spirit.
Amazing. This is hell on earth. This is human heart. and the heart is wicked. And they are getting a thrill, and they call it life, when it's really death. What a sad way to live, huh? But you can be free right here on earth. You got to have a change of heart. You got to drop your anger, forgive your mothers and your father, and you won't hold anything against anyone. You will not even have enemies. They may think they're your enemy, but you won't have any enemies. And you will love them and not hate them that hate you. Really. And it's nothing what you can imagine, so you have to be it in order to understand what I'm saying. You have to get to that point. What a mess, huh? Well, may Hogan's soul rest in peace. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mitt out of Australia. Heard around the world. Mitt, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
And we're in the future, so it's, we're in the future, so it's the end of it. It's the very last day of White History Month, too.
Yes.
But don't worry, the white man's happy every week. I want to just tell you that the white man loves you, the white man cares about you, and, you know, next lifetime, I hope you come back as a white man, because you know the doctor said you got white blood in you. Hey, can I ask you, did you end up listening to any of the doctors, or just like the stuff that like it was just because I stood up for too long? And like, did they give you any medication or anything? Because like, I think medication helps me, you know. And can I ask a question? I didn't hear how that guy broke his legs. How did he break his legs before?
Who broke their legs?
The guy that was called up a couple of first people before me.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't say how. And then
I didn't think so.
Right. And for me, I started drinking water. I eat a little lightweight breakfast. I am I had a full laid out a blood examination done, and all
and
is well.
Fine.
All is well.
Yeah. See? It's just because he tried. I was there. I was in the chat when all that was happening.
Yeah.
And it was because like you tried to stand up for the whole thing. You'd even need to be sitting. They just told me, Aussie, one of my friends told me, until Aussie's wife dies, every week there's a parcel of black roses going to be delivered to Aussie's wife from the grave from Aussie. And it's not just Hulk Hogan who died. Aussie died as well, remember?
Yeah, I remember ours. I don't know if they even had his funeral yet. They didn't have it.
He was at peace with it. He made peace with it, and he's like, you know, I know I'm going. You ain't going nowhere for a very long time, you know.
Right.
The tall whites tell me you're going to be here for a very, very long time, and I've asked to die old in my dreams. That's what I want.
Right on.
You know? But not drugs, but chemicals from the doctor do help me with the conscious, you know, situation.
Right on.
You know.
Thank you, Matt. So, because of time, I appreciate
you.
It, man. Thank you.
Lots of love. Love from Australia. You.
Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to black people. Really, I'm telling you, it's not what you think it is. You got to drop this anger. And white people, you got to stop apologizing, because until they drop their anger, you are not the problem, but you're making them think that you are the problem by keep going along with this, and it's just bringing the worst out of them. Look how bad the blacks have gotten over the last 7 years. There's no sign of improvement. And you've been licking boots for 70 years. Stop it. That's horrible, that guy. I'm talking about he's sorry for using the word color people. That's ridiculous. I don't even know what to say. You know what? But each individual man or woman around the world, you got to take control of your own life. Because you see what a mess is going on in the world. The world is evil. Human beings are evil. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Kilo Alpha.
That help guy had no business apologizing.
Kilo Alpha, I do agree. Kilo Alpha Tango says, pronounce Yisrael with the letter J.
Right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffee. Satan pretends to be the light. but he's really darkness. You'll see that when you become aware of the darkness inside of you, watch all thoughts and emotions. That's the darkness, JLP.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G. asks, can Satan return to the Father?
No. Satan doesn't even know the Father anymore. Satan doesn't even have any idea that the Father exists now. And amazing. He's been defeated. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Aaron G., when someone is deep into complaining, I've found it funny to ask, have you thought about trying love? Any conversation after that is fun, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruck is going to put my baby mama on child support. Wish me well. Women are equal to men nowadays.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric says all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Amazing. Hey, get some water. Anchor baby on fire. Wish you all well.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Ewan, I don't know how to pronounce your name. I'm butchering it. And I'm English. Is it possible for two people to enjoy silence together? He asks.
I don't know what that means.
To be quiet together to enjoy that moment?
I'm not sure. I don't understand the question, to be honest. So either call me or make it clear on your super chat thing.
Kayla, three coffees. BQ, despite the hell screaming inside the body, yes, I am living my own life. Meaning, I take 100% responsibility for myself. Regarding happiness being evil, too, I see that. What about the scriptures about joy? Something about frolicking calves in a field with joy? Is joy actually peace? Keep it pithy. Thank you, Jesse. Haken Bond.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, good morning, Jesse. Wow, I love the caller, Vicky. Black hands clapping and
all
heart
the way
eyes.
From Texas. Thank you, Sion. I love Vicky, too. Everybody love Vicky. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net, 111 gold pills. July just feels white. Happy White History Month, friends.
Happy White History Month, and thank you for the support, really.
Three coffees from the humble Virgo. How many of the nation's founders were Black Americans? I rest my case.
I rest my case.
Says, I'm Black, by the way. But aligned with truth. People have to be honest.
Even that, they were workers, not contributors.
Happy White History Month. I love white people. May God bless the team at JLP. Salute American flag.
Right on. Thank you for your support. Absolutely. Thank you.
Eli P. Blatt's tribe making their own 94-acre community in Georgia, but after a few years, nothing got built.
I rest my case.
Mike Young says, Joey Swole in the Fallen State.
Nice. Good idea.
Elijah.
I'll let my producer know today. I can't believe that. I had not seen it until this right now. My producer told me about it. He looked just pitiful up there. White people, stop it. That you're not the Black's problem. Their parents are. And then they are as an adult by not looking within and overcoming anger. That's the problem. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli Jah says, Joey Swole, a write it out, wuss, beta, never apologize,
he says. He hasn't done anything to apologize for. Exactly. That's the thing. Now, if you do someone wrong and you realize, you know what, I was wrong. Hey, I'm sorry. I was wrong. That was wrong. But that man had nothing to apologize for.
That's right.
That's why it's so pitiful. That is pitiful. Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah with a diamond. Joey Swole, more like Joey Swole and something. Terrible.
Thank you.
I set the tone. Welcome, JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you.
Another from Eli. Libs are happy. HH, that's Hulk Hogan, died. But they all vaxxed time bombs, he says.
They're miserable. That's why they're happy. It's a false happiness. It's really unhappiness. And then they cry at night. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Kilo Alpha Tango, Games for Rec, Elijah, 555-555-565, Greenwall, Wolf336, Misty, Kid Combo 1, Chirp Alerter 5000, and the rest of the D-Live crew.
Thank y'all. Thanks, amazing.
As always.
Yeah, D-Live.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all so much. Amazing. Let me go to Joshua. Oh, God. Joshua, real fast. Out of New York.
Hey, Jesse. It's Joshua from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey,
and I just want to ask you, what's up, brother?
Awesome.
I I have many problems, and one of them is the blacks. I need to understand what's wrong with the blacks. And also, why aren't the white people fighting back?
Well, the blacks are not your problem. The blacks are their own problem. And as long as white people believe that they are the black problem, you're helping to keep them in their misery. You're helping them to keep them in hell. And that's unfortunate. Thank you, Joshua. I am so out of time. Ray out of Hampton, Virginia. Zachary out of Memphis, Tennessee. Tenzing out of Virginia. And the call that just dropped. Tomorrow's Open Line Flight, Friday / Black Friday. I'll be back then. Look, folks, those who want to be free from your own misery, you got to go and forgive your mothers. You got to admit you're wrong for being angry, resentful. Resentment and anger is the same, and evil. And God will forgive you. He'll change your heart when you forgive your mother, every human being, and your father. You shall be free. You heard the people calling in today. Those who are forgiven, they are free. Don't you want to be free? Don't you want perfect peace? Or you want to live the rest of your life in misery called happiness? Happy people, miserable people. I'm out of time. The hate is coming up. And then an amazing episode of the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. You're going to be seeing Man on the Street there. And thank you for your support, supporting our fundraising effort there, your super chats and everything. Have a good day. Bye. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.